Good morning. For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Wednesday, January 28, 2015. Sheldon Silver, the longtime leader of the New York State Assembly, will step down as Speaker as of Monday. The decision announced by Majority Leader Joseph Morrell comes after 2 days of meetings behind closed doors by Democratic lawmakers. Morrell said Silver told him he would not impede the transition. Morrell will serve as Speaker until an election is held on February 10th. Silver, a Manhattan Democrat, was taken into custody Thursday morning by the FBI. He was released later in the day on $200,000 bail. He's accused of using his position to obtain millions of dollars in kickbacks masked as legitimate income. He faces five counts, including conspiracy and bribery. Besides Morrell, who is from Rochester, other contenders for Silver's job are Assembly members Carl Heastie from the Bronx, Keith Wright from Manhattan, and Joe Lentil from Brooklyn. State and city officials say storm cleanup equipment is being moved to eastern Long Island, where it's needed most. Plows, dump trucks, front-end loaders, they're all on their way to Suffolk County from New York City and the mid-Hudson Valley. The National Guard is also bringing special snow-clearing equipment to Suffolk County.
Forecast when it came to Suffolk County was completely accurate.
Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone.
This was a major blizzard, similar to what we saw 2 years ago in 2013, but the response was completely different, and I think that had to do with the preparation and the leadership and the response of the public to that.
While New York City missed the brunt of the storm, Suffolk County took it right on the chin, said Andrew Cuomo. Flights are arriving and departing now at New York area's three major airports, but they're still on a limited basis. New York City's economy has been adversely affected by the decision to shut down the transit system. Experts say New York City businesses lost about $200 million. City officials argued it was better to err on the side of caution. Experts say the biggest impact is on small businesses and hourly workers, such as taxi drivers and restaurant workers. The city's 24,000 restaurants could lose millions. Service on Metro North, the Long Island Railroad, and New York City bus and subway lines return to regular weekday schedules today.
I represent the rent is too damn high party. People working 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, some a third job.
Jimmy McMillan, who made his political name with the Rent is Too Damn High party running for governor in 2010, is now facing eviction. He was given notice that says he has to leave his rent-stabilized Manhattan apartment on St. Mark's Place. McMillan said his landlord wants him out so that he can charge market rent to someone else. McMillan filed papers in federal court in Brooklyn seeking a stay of the eviction notice.
Capitalist cronies are not our BFFs. Don't want us to be free. Make deals like TPP.
Protesters say the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, is a secret trade agreement being negotiated with the help of 600 corporate advisors. This is behind the backs of American people, they say, and behind the backs of Congress. Outside a closed-door meeting in New York City as the storm was taking hold, protesters voiced their opposition to the TPP. They say it undermines workers' rights, the environment, food safety, and access to health care.
Have you heard of TPP? It's a secret you can't see. Bye-bye, union.
The raging grannies at the protest outside the Sheraton Hotel in New York City. Meanwhile, U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman was greeted with protest at a Senate Finance Committee hearing on Capitol Hill.
As we work to open markets around the world,
we're telling American people the truth. We know that the Trans-Pacific Partnership has been negotiating a peace for 5 years.
The protester holds a sign which reads, "Trading away our future." She walks around the hearing until she's escorted out.
Let's have order. All right, remove this person.
No TPP! No!
Then another protester unfurls a banner that reads, TPP, Fast Track Job Killing Act. Even as he is escorted out, signs remain behind Froman. They say, Fast Track Constitutional Train Wreck.
No TPP! No TPP!
The TPP would encode new trade rules for intellectual property and market access and eliminate long existing tariffs. The legislation is opposed by hundreds of environmental, labor, public health, food safety, and faith groups nationwide. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.